The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kia ora. I'm Senga and welcome to Heritage South, the show connecting Southlanders to their heritage and where we talk heritage happenings from around the region. Craig's Printing is arguably the oldest business in Invercargill still in operation, and it opened in 1876. William Craig opened it, and it has grown and developed over the decades and is now celebrating 150 years in business. Now, to discuss the early days of the business, I'm joined today by Ali Van Empel, who is the author of the 2010 book, A Company of Characters, The Illustrated History of Craig's Printing, and is one of more than 700 staff members that have worked for the firm since it first opened its doors. So welcome along, Ali. I'm delighted that you could come and join me today.
Thank you.
So I guess let's start at the beginning for you. So how long did you work for Craig Printing, Ali?
I worked there for 50 years.
Not a small number.
No, it's quite remarkable. In fact, you know, all those staff over the years, there are only three of us that achieved that, 50 years and over, although 57 years was the most. Phil Garrett, well done him.
Absolutely. But I think that it's becoming increasingly rare for people to stay in a firm for that long. I mean, that's half a century.
Yes. There are still a number of people at the firm today that have been there, you know, about 40 years.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people have stayed there and a lot of people have gone too.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, when you first began working at Craig Printing, I understand your role was cold type compositor.
That's right.
Yes. Please tell me what that is.
Well, it was quite an involved sort of situation, but basically the printers had to print the type first and onto paper, a special paper, and then I would glue it into position after having drawn lines. Take, for instance, a statement or something like that. I would physically draw the lines with a pen and a ruler and then glue the type. And it was called cold type as opposed to hot type, because the hot type was the metal type that came out of the machines.
I think, and that is one of the interesting things in that 150 years, the what we think of as printing has changed and evolved. And I'm sure that in the 50 years that you were involved in the business, you would have seen quite a change in that. But of course, you didn't stay in that role. Your work there evolved as the company changed and you got more experienced.
Yes, and computers came.
And computers came. Because when you left, when you retired from Craig Printing, you were actually the graphic designer there.
I was one of the graphic designers.
There were
several. Probably the biggest number we ever had at one time was about eight, but today there are three.
Yes.
Yes. Changing
and,
times.
And you had quite a lot to do with the books that get printed.
Yes, I did a lot of work in the books. I was one of a team, but all the same, I formatted and designed over 1,000 books. So I was probably the person who had the most to do with books, that would be for sure.
Yes.
Thoroughly enjoyed it.
And I know that you have built up those fantastic working relationships with local people
that wanted to have their books published. Yes.
And so I'm sure that they really appreciated your experience and expertise in bringing their thoughts and their words to life.
Yes, they did. It's because I actually did more than they asked. I would add my own input into it. It wasn't just a matter of me taking instructions and doing it. I was involved with it because I was so interested in it.
Now, of course, your own book, and I know that you've written others, but the one that we were talking about today is A Company of Characters.
Yes.
And it is very much an illustrated history because there are many, many photographs in there. Mm. But how did you come to write it?
Well, I was just sitting there one day and I was doing a book, as I would normally do, and I thought, there's a book, it's about some company, I can't remember who it was, and I'm thinking, Craig should really have a book of their own. So I actually went to the boss and suggested this to him, Neil Jackson, and he thought it was a fantastic idea. And he got the ball rolling, and it took 7 years, I have to say. It was something, you know, I was a full-time work then. I didn't have the spare time, so I would go in on Saturday mornings and just tootle about. But it was fascinating, and one thing would lead to another, to another, to another. I learned a lot doing that book. I learned a lot.
And actually, people will learn a lot with what you have found out about it. And I think that I'd like to take a bit of a cue from the title and maybe talk a little bit about the man who began this business, William Craig. So tell me a little bit about this man.
Well, he was born in Ireland about 1831, and he was a compositor by trade. And at that time, he was working with metal type. At age 19, he went to the Australian goldfields and stayed there for about 10 years. And he did write a book on his adventures in the goldfields. Interesting enough, he wrote that around about 1900. But at that time, Craig's didn't have the capability of printing books as we know it today. And he actually had it printed in London, which is quite an amusing sort of story. But he came to New Zealand because gold was discovered at Gabriel's Gully. And I don't know why he came to Invercargill, but in 1867 he bought the Southland News, you know, along with several others, and he worked that for 10 years before he established Craig's in 1876, which, as Senga pointed out, is 150 years old this year. And it was in a small cottagey building in Tay Street, and where Yaks and Yetis is today. That wasn't the building. That building there was either enlarged from the small cottage or raised and started again, I do not know. But as I said, that's where Yaks and Yetis is today. And Craig's was there until about 1923.
And that was when they built the big one that we now think of as that building.
And the reason it was changed from the small cottage to the larger one was William had died in 1903, I think it was, and his son Sam took over and a new owner, a new broom, and he reinvented the company as it was reinvented again in 1923 when the building that people can still see today, which is, what's it called? The giant department store?
It's still quite a place on that site. Yeah. And I think actually the obituary notice when William died kind of sums it up a lot, actually. And they say, part of the obituary that you've got in your book says, altogether, William Craig lived a useful life. Mm. He was a fine type of man, sincere, upright, strenuous, hating shams, and held a high place in the esteem of all who knew him. He had a decided bent towards literature, contributed to the daily press, and wrote verses of far more than ordinary merit. He possessed a capacious and accurate memory, as readers of his most interesting book on the Australian goldfields will discover, and he could talk as few men of the early days of Victoria and New Zealand, the men and manners of a time now fading into the past. By his death, the district loses another of the courageous and honourable men who laid the foundations of our present flourishing state. Now, we don't get obituaries like that today, do we?
No, that was really lovely.
Yes.
I have to say about his so-called interesting book, though, I did try to read it. It's in the library today in the reference section. It's written in the Victorian prose of the time. It's very hard work, and I couldn't manage it. And honestly, I read about 5 books a week, but I couldn't cope with it at all. But well done, William.
Because he did have some adventures in the Australian goldfields.
He did. Yes. I should have persevered and read his book.
And I think that's probably where he made his money to be able to put into his own business.
Yes, because it would have been very expensive at the time with the plant he had to buy. He bought a rolling machine and I think from Australia and a Colombian press, which is interesting because if you've ever seen the Beatrix Potter book, you'll see how printing was actually done at that time. Not book, sorry, film. The Beatrix Potter film. You'll see how it was done at that time, printing. And honestly, it was very manual. They had to use a treadle. You know, the physicality of it. It was unbelievable. But
and as you said, quite a slow process.
A very slow process. Even when I started the 1970s, it took 3 weeks to get a job printed. Today it's more like 3 days, and even then that's a long time. But it would have taken months back in the olden days.
And, of course, William Craig was known, actually, for kind of his innovations and initiatives.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes.
So tell me a little bit about some of those first innovations that he brought into his business.
Yeah, well, obviously, you know, in the 1870s, I wouldn't really have a clue, but Craig's has been known for a lot of firsts. Printing in the early days was done by engraved copper plates and then later on huge lithographic stones, which were limestone, which came from Switzerland, I believe. And the copper plates came from England. It was a very manual sort of job. He was a compositor. This is something that I always found fascinating. When I started at Craig's, they were still composing the same way he would have done 100 years previously. They had all these wooden sets of shelves. They were called typecases. And in each of these typecases, which were quite big, about a metre long by about, I don't know, take that out. And it was divided into sections, and there were metal letters in each of these sections. And the compositors, the comps they were called, had to take these letters out one at a time. You know, this is like typewriter today, a computer typewriter, back to one letter at a time. And all the different fonts were in different shelves. And there were different sizes, different fonts, one letter at a time. Can you imagine the amount of time that would have had to have done? Unbelievable.
And I know that that one of the most significant purchases was in 1925, and that was the Heidelberg Platen Press. So what made that so?
Yes, it was state of the art at the time. That the worldwide production of those had only begun 2 years earlier. They still had Heidelbergs when I started work. They were big, clanky. Well, they weren't that big. They were clanky, noisy machines. I honestly haven't got a clue how they worked.
Yeah, so but as you say, quite the thing at
it
the time.
It was at the time.
Yeah.
It had been invented in 1914, but it only came out in worldwide production in 1921, I believe.
Mm.
So really it was state of the art.
And tell me, Ali, what are some of the more enduring memories for you of working for Craig Printing?
Well, the staff is the biggest thing. I've met an awful lot of people there over the years, made some really, really good friends. There were some fascinating people. It really was. They were a company of characters. There's no two ways about it. And I remember Ray Gerard, when I began at Craig's. He'd been there for 50 years. He was an old chap. He was just absolutely lovely, a real gentleman. But I have to say, when I think back then to how I am today, he was probably the same age as I am now, but I thought he was really old, but there we go. But he was just lovely. Stan Taylor, he was another lovely person. He really was a super guy. Some very old men there. Once again, as I said, they're probably only in their 60s. But, yeah, they were lovely.
I think probably it would be good to say that if you're interested and learning more about the history of Craig Printing, now called Craig's Design and Print, based in Yarrow Street. Your book, Ali, is still available. So A Company of Characters, you can purchase it online through the website, or you can pop in and see them. The staff there are really, really friendly. And you can actually make sure you've got your own copy of that.
Mm.
So thank you so much, Ali. I've really appreciated you coming and chatting with me about those very early days of Craig's Printing. Thanks for joining me on Heritage South, and thanks for listening. The show is available as a podcast from the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz, and you can stream or download this episode. Just look for us in the Programs tab. Links can also be found on Facebook through Radio Southland's page, facebook.com/Radio Southland, and also on Heritage South at Heritage South NZ. And if you want to make sure you don't miss any episodes, you can subscribe to this podcast on the Apple Podcast platform, through the Access Media app, or on Spotify.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.